Garcia solo from Caius, the mighty Caius. Sitting here, Herb Thrasher with Radical Russ.
Hey, everybody, we're back.
Got Bobby Black from High Times on the line. John Garcia right there. Bobby, what's going on with him these days? Dude, that tune was rolling stoned.
Yeah, man, he's got his first solo album out. He's been in, like, so many stoner rock, stoner metal bands. Of course, Caius, famously, and Unita, Vistachino, Slow Burn. He's been in so many, but he's got his first solo record out now. And he actually came by the High Times office a little while back, and I did an interview with him. That video is going to be going up real soon, probably next week. I did. Keep an eye out for that on hightimes.com. And he's awesome. He's an awesome dude, and he's one of the best set of lungs in rock and roll, I think.
Yeah, he's amazing. We love John Garcia for sure. All right, 40 years of High Times magazine. You guys just had a party. Tell us about it, man. What happened? What were you guys doing, man?
Had to be fun. Man, it was pretty epic. Yeah, we had a huge party in New York City. Down in the East Village, and we rented out a rooftop bar, and
nice.
Just invited all of our, you know, past alumni and contributors and longtime friends and advertisers and stuff to come out and celebrate with us. And we had this cool big custom cake made, and we had a big pot leaf pinata filled with joints. And it was pretty awesome, man. It was one for the record books for sure.
Very cool. Yeah, excited for you guys. You know, I talk about High Times all the time, and you know, one of the reasons I grew up reading High Times, and then now I feel like I work with High Times, and but you guys have just been so consistent in your leadership and coverage within the cannabis community, and. Here recently, if I'm not mistaken, people can go and check out all the archives now also.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of things this year to celebrate the 40th anniversary, one of which is we've digitized all of our past issues, which if you subscribe to our digital edition now, you can get access to every issue of High Times ever published. You can search for stories or your favorite authors or whatever, and that's pretty amazing, 40 years worth of archives. Finally available to people out there now. And another thing we did, which if you hold on a second, we got this new book.
Oh yeah,
it's a new coffee table book we just put out. It's called High Times: 40-year history of the world's most infamous magazine. And it goes through our whole history, the covers and the centerfolds and all that cool stuff. And you know, we broke it down into four decades, and each of the top editors of the magazine got to write about a decade, and I got to write about from the years 1994 to 2004, which is meaningful to me because that's when I started at High Times, was 1994. So I got to write about my first decade at the magazine, and then 2004, when I leave off, is the year I first started writing my column, Almost Infamous. So it's like perfect little bookends for me to write about that period. And it was an exciting period, too. It was the rise of the internet and the change, the magazine went from being a cut-and-paste old school to, all computerized and digital also. So, you know, it was exciting, you know, and I was really honored to be able to contribute to that book and especially those years that meant so much to me. And it's hard to believe I've been at the magazine for 20 years now. It's pretty crazy. You know, you blink and time just flies by.
Well, it's really cool. And, you know, one thing that you guys have been able to do, and I'd like for you to speak on this for a second, but you guys have adapted, man. You guys have grown with the times. And I use that word as stoners always use that word grow, but you guys never just can't remain steady. You guys are a steamroller and adapted with the times and the technology.
Yeah, well, we had a couple of rough patches in the 80s. We had this Operation Green Merchant. The government tried to, scare our advertisers away so that we would fold up, but we survived it. And then they had Operation Pipe Dreams and, in the 90s. And then that, you know, targeted all of our glass advertisers. You know, there's been a lot of, challenges along the way for sure, and that, you know, the magazine industry in general has been going in decline for years now because of the digital age, because everybody's getting their info from the computers and their tablets and whatnot. But, you know, High Times has been able to survive even the decline of the magazine industry because we have such a loyal fan base, and we serve a niche market that nobody else really covers. We've actually added more pages this year than we ever have before. The magazine's thicker now than it has ever been.
Huh.
And it's pretty amazing. Our advertising's going strong, and what can I say? People love High Times. We have a brand that for 40 years, people, you know, they know us, they trust us when it comes to weed, and we try to live up to that reputation and give them the best information and the most, you know, entertaining content that we can give them.
One thing you guys have done is drafted a bunch of cannabis cups. You've really grown this in the United States. Have one coming up in Amsterdam. Talk about that for a second, and then talk about kind of how you've grown the cannabis cups and High Times is doing that.
Sure. Well, the cannabis cup, this is our 27th cup in Amsterdam. You know, started 27 years ago. Amsterdam was our first and our flagship cannabis cup. And then it always was, and then we started doing U.S. Medical cannabis cups in 2010. We started in San Francisco, and since then we've done them in a number of cities, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, we've done Detroit, we've done Denver, obviously. You know, Denver is actually, it's interesting because Amsterdam was always the pot capital of the world, and it was, we always used to go over there and say, oh, it's so nice to have, feel free and legal weed and stuff, and now the tables have totally turned, because in Amsterdam the cops give us a hard time, and Denver is now our biggest event, bigger than Amsterdam ever was. You know, Denver, we're up to like almost 40,000 people this past year, and you know, the most we've ever had in Amsterdam was maybe 5,000 to 7,000. So it's you know, it's interesting how the tables have turned, and now we find ourselves saying, you know, wow, in the U.S., the cops don't bother us at all, and in Amsterdam, they give us a hard time.
That is a trick.
You know, we're expanding next year. We're looking to add a few more cups, honestly. We're going to get to the point where we're going to be doing one every month, it seems like. But we're hoping to add, looks like we might be adding Jamaica possibly next year in 2015, and also Oregon.
There you go. That's what
we're looking to do one in Portland, and I believe the target we're shooting for is in August.
Yes.
So because that's one of the few months we don't already have a cup somewhere. So we're shooting for August. Obviously, we don't have a venue yet, but we're working hard on that, and it's gonna happen, man. It's gonna happen, and we're stoked to be bringing the Cannabis Cup event to the awesome state of Oregon, because there's so many fun heads out there. I was actually out there this past August for a quick visit for like a day or two.
Yeah, well, you know, we know that, but you know, I gotta tell you this real quick, dude. With you guys coming in August, that works out perfect, because July 1st is when our new laws kick in, so that gives you guys the month of July to start kind of, you know, getting it going. We'll be smoking all the weed and make sure it's all good and ready to go by the time August comes. You guys come here and have a cup, and then we're going all the way up to Seattle. Just don't have it the same weekend as Seattle Hemp Fest, please.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Crying out loud.
We wouldn't cannibalize on the cannabis community that way, you know, and split everybody. That wouldn't be cool. But the weekend before. We'll try to find another date, you know.
No.
We want the vendors to be able to, you know, do both events and all that good stuff. So we'll figure it out. But we're excited, and we hope that all the dispensaries and hope you guys won't have rec shops yet, will you, by then?
No, not until 2016.
Yep.
Oh, 2016. Okay. Well, but the dispensaries will be able to enter the cup, and
medical. Yeah.
It'll be fantastic. Yeah, it'll be real cool to see. I mean, not that I haven't smoked Oregon bud before, but it'll be interesting to see what the Oregon growers bring to the table for the cup.
Looking forward to it. Well, we really appreciate that bit of news here on the Herb Thrasher Flower on 420 Radio. Speaking with Bobby Black of High Times, just dropped the bong that the High Times Cannabis Cup could possibly be coming to Portland in December. All right, so if we still got a few minutes, can we do a few tunes and then come back and get a few more words with you before we end at 9?
Sure, man.
All right, so let's get into Monster Magnet. Brand new, kind of trippy tune. Tell us about this real quick. We're going to play End of Time.
Cool. Well, Monster Magnet's another one of my all-time favorite bands from right here in New Jersey, and they actually just put out a new record, which is kind of like a reimagining, not a re-